Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What does this change about your offense and obviously unique player, hard to replace?
Yeah, I'm fortunate that we'll, you know, not have Nico. Great player, been a great player all year for us, best receiver in the league, but he'll take the time to get healthy. He'll be back for us, so encouraged by that news. He'll be back at some point this season. And it's like always in the NFL, there's always injuries that happen in our game, and it's opportunity for other guys to step up and make the most of their opportunity. That's what the league is about. A lot of guys who have stepped in when other guys were out and made a name for themselves and, you know, made big plays in the league. So we're looking for the same thing for whoever it may be, guys just owning their opportunity.
Where are you all at with Joe Mixon? I know you were a little unsure about whether he could play or practice. Do you think he could practice at this point this
week? We'll continue to see how Joe does throughout the week.
The majority of the snaps with Nico being out, what have you seen from him starting from training camp up till now?
Yeah, Hutch has definitely gotten better through from training camp through now till now. He made two big catches for us in the game this past week. And he's done a great job blocking what we ask of him in the running game. He stepped up and blocked well there. So, you know, he's maximized his opportunities as he's continuing to show growth and continuing to get better. So expect the same thing from him.
What about Damian Pierce? Saw him out there moving today. What are you seeing from him?
Yeah, excited to have Damian back at practice. He's done a great job with his rehab process, and he's back out working. So we're expecting to have him ready to go for the game.
Nico, do you expect it to be the minimum four games, or could it be longer?
Oh, I'm not getting into all that. We'll see where we end up.
Coach, what have you seen? They're starting Drake May this week. The Patriots are starting Drake May. Have you been able to see some of the things on film, some of the plays that he's made on film?
Yeah, for Drake, what I've seen is a young athletic quarterback who has a live arm, can move around really well in the pocket, can escape the pressures. Like, I think for them making that move, looking for a spark for their offense, and, you know, he can provide it. He can make all the reads, go to the right spot, makes good decisions with the football. So defensively, you know, there's a lot of unknown with this being his first start, so a lot of unknown for us. We just have to go out and execute, you know, our job the proper way. Not so much about them and focusing on what they're going to do or can do. They can do a lot of different things. You know, we don't know that, so we're just going to focus on ourselves and making sure we execute the details of our job.
Miko, is that the difficulty in facing a quarterback that you don't have much film on, the fact that there is an unknown and how they would use him?
Yeah, we just have to execute. It's really not about them. It's more so about us.
But are there different things you do when it's an inexperienced rookie as opposed to like a very veteran quarterback?
We'll play our defense. It won't change.
On that defense, you've been playing two corners and two linebackers a lot. No Lasser today. You feel comfortable about the depth at cornerback if he's not able to go?
Yeah, I feel great about the depth of our entire team. At the end of the day, that's, you know, why guys are in the roles they're in. That's why guys are in the league. Like, and everybody understands the importance of their role, and you can always be called on to step up and play in a game. So our guys are prepared. They prepare the right way. They work really hard at it. So I'm excited to see, you know, a lot of different guys step up this week.
People have talked about having the utilization of Stephon and Tank and another depth at receiver, but also Dalton Schultz at tight end. The ability to have that veteranship across the middle of the field, what does that do when you lose a player such as Nico Collins?
Again, it goes back to whoever, like whatever we call, whatever plays we have designed for this particular week, right? It's about us operating efficiently as an offense, right? And it's never about one player. And Nico, of course, he made a lot of big plays for us, and we're going to miss, you know, his explosive plays that he made down the field. But it's just, like I say again, I keep saying this, who's next, right? Who's going to step up? Who's going to make those plays? We'll see.
You guys bringing him back. I know you said when camp was over, you wish you could keep everybody. What about him made you want to bring him back?
And for Tegan, you know, it was tough. We had a lot of guys that we wanted to keep, and I truly meant that at the cutdown day. A lot of guys wanted to keep Tegan. Unfortunately, you know, we couldn't keep him at that time, and you know, we had an opportunity here with Brooks being out, so we had an opportunity to bring Tegan back. So excited to get him back, and he, you know, for me, it's having guys who we've worked with before. They understand, you know, how we work. They understand our scheme, and they can just fit right in very smoothly. And Tegan is one of those guys. Also added Kadar Holman, which is one of those guys as well. So excited to see guys we've had get right back in and fit right back in, and it's like they've been here before. It's nice, easy. It's good to see those guys back, smile on their face, and they're excited to be back. That's what's the most important thing.
Ole Fonikasi, what have you seen from him in terms of instincts, finding the ball, doing things to make plays, and also as a big man, move well?
Foley, like you said, he's been a big man, and they're playing big for us in the run game. Also, just his effort to the football. He's made a lot of effort plays kind of go unnoticed. One of the biggest plays he made in this game this past week was a play on the screen. He had a really big hit towards their sideline. It just shows, like, it's not just all about stopping the run. We know he can do that and play big for us, but his effort sideline to sideline, his ability to make those plays, right, really pumps up our defense, right? Everybody thrives off the energy that he shows when he makes those plays.
I had a lot of guys develop and get better, but with Toa Toa, as a former linebacker, is there like an extra maybe like sense of pride that you can kind of relate to the position he's playing when you see a linebacker progress as compared to another position?
Not really, and extra pride for the linebacker spot. It's just for me as a coach, it's for all of our guys, you know, on our team. We talked about Xavier Hutchinson earlier, Henry, like just many guys who are continuing. Kenyon Green, like to see so many guys just show that growth and improvement. That's what I'm about as a coach, is just developing players, not just linebackers, all players. So I'm encouraged to see their growth and to see guys, right, do what a lot of people say they can't do, right, and to show people that they can play and play well for us.
There's a growing number of former players who played not that long ago that are head coaches now. You and Jerron Mayo would be one of them. You see, I know it's a short time in his head coach career, but do you see anything similar to the way he approaches things, that maybe the way you approach things, that's different from older coaches that have been around for a while and then maybe didn't play?
One thing I could say for Mayo is his team is prepared. This is a really good football team. He's done a great job of having the guys prepared, ready to go. They've been in a lot of tight games, right? Probably should have won the game there versus the Dolphins. I know they're thinking that. So, and they play physical, right? You see that mindset, the way they run the football, both backs, O-line, like the way their backs finish, the way they break tackles, like you can see that physical mindset that team is portraying, and their defense has been really one of the top defenses in the league. They're going to make you earn it. Like, they're going to make you – they're going to strain. They're going to make you, right, really work to get points against this defense. So, you know, despite their record, I can see his imprints all over this team with their physicality, their mindset, and the way they're playing football.
Nico, one of the breakout players for New England is Christian Gonzalez, their cornerback. What have you seen from him and his growth? And do you remember any of that watching his film coming out of Oregon during the pre-scouting?
Yeah, Christian's – tall, athletic corner, and seeing him and his, I mean, he has the athletic ability, all the traits are off the charts with him, size, length, corner, just seeing him, like his instincts showing up, like his ability to make plays on the football. You can see, leave him in a lot of one-on-one matchups, and he's able to, you know, make plays in those situations, so he's doing a really good job for them.
Anybody else? Last one,
obviously, you know, Nico being out, how important will it be for you guys to kind of get Tank going and get him more involved to make him kind of look like how he did last year, where he was a pretty dynamic, explosive player for you guys?
Yeah, for us, again, losing Nico, everybody has to get going. And so we need everybody, right? Everybody has to step up and own their role. So we'll see who that'll be for Sunday. We don't know right now today who's going to make those plays. You never know. And that's what's exciting about our game. Any given Sunday, different guys being playmakers, stepping up, making plays.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, guys.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.